It's Andy Parks live from the Washington Times on 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT, The Truth. And I'm pleased to welcome the governor of the great state of Florida, Rick Scott, to the microphone.
Always nice to be here. Hopefully you're going to be moving to Florida soon.
Yeah, I would love to. I would love to. In fact, I'll leave right now, if it's all right with you. I love Florida. I've been there many times over the past 20 years in particular, and I can't wait to get back down there. I want to say, first of all, you've done pretty well for yourself. You've come a long way from running the donut shop.
Oh, I joke. I started school living in public housing. My dad was a bus driver, and I'm back in public housing. This is a little bit nicer, though. The mansion's a little bit nicer now.
I'll bet you. Now, I had assumed you were in Washington to attend the National Governors Association conference, but that was not the case at all. No. Because I found that you guys are one of four states that bailed out. Why?
Well, $176,000.
That's a good reason.
I decided that the way they price it is that a small state pays like $22,000, and we paid $176,000. And I said I'll spend the money a different way. I went to the White House dinner last night because I'm working with some of the agencies. We're doing Everglades restoration, so I'm working with EPA, with Interior, Justice, and Corps of Engineers. And then we're working on the BP settlement. Mm-hmm. You probably read about so I wanted to see some of the individuals that were involved with that.
I got you. Now, you're still a member of the Republican Governors Association.
Right.
Okay. You have made jobs the number one priority in Florida. First question. How's it going?
Oh, we're doing well. Our state had lost people, and we had lost jobs for four straight years. And so last year, unemployment dropped from 12 to 9.9. So that's the second biggest drop in the entire country. 141,500 new private sector jobs. Third fastest growth in number of jobs in the country. So we've turned the corner. We still have a lot of work to do. We still have 900,000 people out of work. So every day what we're doing is we're going to make sure Florida businesses do better than businesses anywhere in the world. Lower taxes, lower fees, faster permitting, less regulation, less litigation.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do, and we're going to make it so Florida businesses are the winners.
Housing industry, tough down there.
It's tough, but it's coming back. Existing home sales went up 8%. If you've got the right price point, like if you've seen all these ads for the Villages, they sold 2,600 homes last year. There's places like Lakewood Ranch in Sarasota. A friend of mine sold over 360 homes last year. So if you've got the right product, things are selling. The South Americans have bought up Miami.
Mm-hmm.
So 300,000 Brazilians now live in South Florida. So,
wow.
So it's, we're coming back. Our tourism is way up, 85 million visitors last year. So our economy's turned around. So, a lot of work to do.
I'm glad you brought up tourism because I know how important it is. But I had a problem the other day when I saw near Disney World, gasoline had bumped up to, in some cases, $6 a gallon at two particular gas stations. What kind of message does that send to the tourism industry?
Well, I agree. I think one of our big issues right now for us is going to be these gasoline prices. If they get up to $4 a gallon, is that going to impact? Is it going to mean that fewer people are going to drive, or is it going to mean that less people go some other place? I hope they continue to come to Florida. We got great beaches, we got a great amusement parks, and people love you coming down. And we had a great year last year, but $4 gas is a problem.
Yeah. I had heard somewhere you had a 777 plan, and of course everyone thinks of 999 with Herman Cain. What is your plan?
So my plan was seven steps to 700,000 jobs over 7 years.
Ah, okay.
And it's basically run government like you run your own personal life, mm-hmm. and you run your business life. And so reduce taxes. Reduce regulation, hold government accountable, get our universities to work with the private sector. It's as simple as that. Put Florida businesses in a place where they can succeed because their costs are lower. In our state, and I think it's probably true in every state, what do families care about? All right. They care about one, they want to make sure their child can get a quality education. Two, they want to make sure they can get a job. Three, they want government out of their life from the standpoint government should not be doing things to increase the cost of living. So that's what I think about every day. And so, yeah, I spoke at CPAC the other day, and I sort of joked. I said, and I ran on a 777 plan, and I won the race. And I said I was flattered when Herman Cain said his 999 plan. So, but it works. I mean, one thing about our presidential candidates, they need to talk about very clear message how they're going to get jobs going. It's the biggest problem in our country. As well as we've done in Florida, we still have 900,000 people out of work. We still have a lot. We've got to understand we are competing with the world. If American businesses are at a disadvantage, then we're not going to get jobs going. We have got to understand that.
Yeah. Your state is among many suing to overturn Obamacare. You think you're going to be successful?
Supreme Court's
going to be looking at it?
I hope so. It's devastating. It's devastating to America. We can't have – think about it. Every government program in the world does these things. It overpromises, promises everything. It always runs out of money. And then by underpaying providers, it rations care because providers don't want to provide care. This will do the same thing. So what's going to happen is they've overpromised. There's no way they can control the cost this way. It's going to cost way more than they anticipated. So whatever the fee is that an employer is going to have to pay, it's going to have to significantly increase. So it's going to be horrible for business. You're going to give people, American businesses, a reason, if they can, to move their jobs out of this country. Because they can, for the exact same job, they don't have to do this in another country, they'll move the jobs. Yeah. So it'll be the biggest job killer ever.
Your background includes the medical insurance industry. What alternative, if any, would you have to Obamacare?
Well, you know, my background is I built the largest hospital company in the world, and I've been in the urgent care business. So I've always been on sort of the provision side of healthcare. I ran a campaign called Conservatives for Patients' Rights in 2009 to try to say these are the real things that would fix healthcare. You don't want a government take over healthcare. It's the cost of healthcare that is the problem. So what should you do? Allow there to be more competition in healthcare. Right now, in most states, you can't go build a hospital without state approval. Hmm. So you're reducing competition. Next, let people know what things cost. Third, we care about pre-existing conditions. Well, if you owned your own health insurance policy so you didn't lose it when you changed jobs, just like you probably have your own life insurance policy, if you got cancer, you don't lose your policy. So give you the same tax breaks that employers get. Finally, reward you for doing these things, eating right, exercising, not smoking. If you do those things, the usage of healthcare would drop like a rock. That's what's going to change the healthcare system, not a government takeover of the system.
Mm-hmm. All right, a couple quick things before we let you run out of here. Endorsement of a GOP candidate?
I'm going to endorse the person who wins the GOP nomination.
Your name has come up as a possible VP choice in the past. Would you consider it?
Well, it's more fun to be. I think it's more fun to be governor. I think, and more fun from the standpoint that you can get more. I think I can get. You know, I'm trying to turn around our state. Yeah. And make our state a model for the country and for the world, because I want our state to be the haven for business people that want to come build jobs, because that's what our you know, Floridians want. So I like being governor of Florida.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to run again?
Yes. If you like people and want to try to have a positive impact on families' lives, this governor of Florida is the best job you could ever imagine.
I know they like you there, so
it's fun.
Good for you. Great to have you here today. Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you very much for the invitation.
Governor Rick Scott of Florida here at the Washington Times.